Let's speak now to Isabel Hardman, who's assistant editor at The Spectator, and Jenny Russell of The Times there in our Westminster studio. Isabel, first of all, inevitably the focus is on the female makeup of the cabinet. The view is it's about time.
Well, it is, but obviously David Cameron presided over a big increase in the number of female Conservative MPs in 2010, and he couldn't promote all of those new backbenchers to Secretary of State level straight away. So actually 4 years in to government, now's a pretty good time. It's still a pretty stellar rise for people like Nicky Morgan, but now's a pretty good time to give someone with ministerial experience a shot at a really big job like education.
And obviously women, mothers as well, that there is a change of emphasis.
Yes, well, it's really important as you're heading into a general election campaign to suggest to voters, swing voters, that actually your government represents them and has some idea of what normal life is like for voters. And having mothers, obviously there are fathers in cabinet, but having mothers in cabinet is one way of doing that. It was something Maria Miller used to boast about, that she was the only mother at the cabinet table. Well, now we have Liz Truss and Nicky Morgan, who are both mothers, and they're going to be at the cabinet table too.